Major League Baseball is on a 3-day break for the All-Star Game. It'll be played tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Officials from the Boston Red Sox are there, trying to recruit current and former stars to take part in memorial services later this month at Fenway Park for Ted Williams. Williams died Friday in a hospital near his home in Central Florida. He was 83 years old. Commentator Frank DeFord says Williams leaves an impressive legacy.
Statistically, he got on base better than anybody else, even better than Babe Ruth. Almost half the time he came to bat, he got on base. He was the fifth leading hitter of all time, batted .344. And if you look at the people ahead of him, they didn't hit for nearly as much power as this guy did. He just was the quintessential hitter.
And he took it as a science. He was an academic about the game. He studied it.
Not only that, he carried it to such an extreme that he would never drive in the left-hand lane at night because that meant that car lights would be coming at him and might diminish his eyesight by just a tiny little bit. He took it that far. And they even say that umpires were scared to call strikes on him, the premise being if Ted Williams let the ball go by, it had to be a ball.
So he got the break every time.
No question he got the breaks. He's like Michael Jordan getting 3 or 4 steps with a basketball.
He was the last man to hit 400. He hit 406 in 1941.
You know, he went into the doubleheader of the last day of the season hitting 399.5, which rounded off would have given him the 400. And his manager gave him the opportunity to sit down and walk away. And he absolutely refused to. And then he went, I think it was 7 for 9 in the doubleheader. That's how he kicked it up to 406. And Williams was not a man to run away from anything at any time.
It's not only the last time anyone hit 400, it's the highest average since 1924. Rogers Hornsby.
Well, I mean, that says it all. In all the years that he played, and of course he lost some of his best time, he only hit under 300 once, and that was when he was 41 years old. And then he came back the next season and hit, I think it was 316 when he was 42 before he went out. This guy was just the consummate hitter.
He hit 388 at age 39.
There you go. He was the kind of person you could wake him up in the middle of the night and blindfold, and I'm sure he could hit curveballs.
But losing almost 5 seasons to being a fighter pilot in World War II in Korea, imagine what his numbers would be.
He had 521 home runs. They would have been very close to 700 when he quit, and maybe at that time he would have hung around a little longer to beat what was then the record of 714. There's no doubt that he might very well have hit 400 again during the war years. And yet, you know, he did it without ever complaining. This was not a guy who griped about being sent away to the service, not even the second time in the Korean War. And he was, from all accounts, a whale of a pilot. It is said that Ted Williams is the only person in the world who was the best in the world at 3 different things: hitting a baseball, fly fishing, and flying an airplane. And that may be very well true. You know, John Glenn was his wingman in Korea. That's pretty good to have a guy on your flank who was the first man to fly around in space as an American.
And the way he went out, a home run in his last at-bat in his last game, immortalized in a John Updike story.
1-1 to Williams. Everybody quiet now here at Fenway Park after they gave him a standing ovation of 2 minutes, knowing that this is probably his last time at bat. One out, nobody on, last of the eighth inning. Jack Fisher into his windup. Here's the pitch. Williams swings, and there's a long drive to deep right. That ball is going, and it is gone. A home run for Ted Williams in his last time at bat in the Major League.
And, of course, he didn't tip his hat.
Yes.
That drove everybody in Boston crazy. Williams was the sort of person, though, who had to be himself. And I think that's really where he got in trouble. He refused to kowtow to a very mean-spirited, in some respects, Boston press, particularly a guy named Colonel Dave Egan, who thought that Williams should really pay tribute to him. And Williams refused to and was often called selfish, only interested in himself and not the team. I think it's very interesting how much his image has changed over time, that when he left the game, there were many people who disliked him, but he's grown in personal stature and in image, and he became a beloved old man. I mean, just to see him a few years ago when the players assembled and gathered around him like little children at a birthday party when he appeared at the All-Star game, absolutely amazing.
Yes, the fans expected him to be warmer. And there was a time when, wasn't there a spitting incident involving fans?
That's right, he did spit. And yet, you know, he has a museum for hitters down in Florida where he lived. And there are letters of Ted Williams that you can read there. Letters of this young man when he was barely in the majors. And they're so warm and so articulate, really, talking about his feelings and so forth. There's no question that he was in many ways misunderstood, and underneath that gruffness was absolutely the most appealing and passionate guy. I spent a day with him late in his life, and it was just wonderful. All he wanted to do was talk about baseball and how great the players are now, and he wanted to argue who's better than this, who's going to win. It was just absolutely marvelous.
He won the Triple Crown in 1942 and 1947. Nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, and you know when he won it in one of those years, he was not elected as the most valuable player because a couple of the Boston writers refused to vote for him at all.
Ridiculous.
Which is, yeah, that's reason enough to disbar all journalists from voting in all competitions forever, for all time. Yeah, to win it, the last person to win the Triple Crown was Carl Yastrzemski, and I think that's been at least a generation ago, and it's very unlikely that it will ever happen again, just as it's very unlikely that anybody will ever hit 400 again. Ted Williams was one of a kind.
Commentator Frank DeFord.